BFBS.
Your stories.
Einik Station, Cyprus.
Dog owners in Einik will soon be able to benefit from dog obedience classes for their four-legged friends. Donna Kiriakou's a trained dog trainer who will be coming to the base to run a series of 8 lessons for puppies and dogs of all breeds and ages. I met up with her last Tuesday evening when she came to meet some of the pets and their owners to see who she was going to be working with.
Actually, it's mainly puppies, which is a very, very good thing because this is the foundation of all good training. The earlier the start, the better it is for the dog. But we also have few rescue dogs, and we have some, they have some older dogs, they have a few problems, you know, like pulling, which is very, very normal. But, you know, we should have some fun.
So you've decided tonight you're going to have to hold 2 different classes, one for the puppies and one for the older dogs. How's that going to work?
We will do one after the other because the puppies cannot be with the older dogs. They don't have the same skills yet, social skills like the older dogs have. So it's very important for the smaller ones or for the younger animals to stay together and get built up a good foundation, social skills, and also to teach the owner, you know, how to handle situations when they occur.
What kind of dog behavioural problems are you going to address in the classes?
It's disobedience for the handler, you know, not listening to the handler, don't want to come to the handler, rather wants to go with the other dogs. Dogs will be dogs and they're always seeking other dogs' company. So it's up to the handler to kind of say, I'm more interested than these dogs, you, I'm better. That's the whole idea.
Will you be using different types of equipment or different apparatus?
It's food first or toy. You know, whatever preference of the dog. You will see on the day, you know, that if the dog is tuned in more to the toy, we'll play with the toy. Or if it's food, well, then we have a sure winner, because with food you can make the dog do approximately everything.
So you've asked the owners to bring along their favourite treats. Is there anything else that people need to know if they do want to come along?
Bring the dog, have a normal collar or choke chain on the dog. When you have a big, strong dog, a choke chain is actually more convenient, because it's not about to choke. It's a bad name to give that chain. It's really a bad name because it's about to check the dog and release. Always have a loose lead, but in necessary situations where they go forward, you can pull in and release the lead straight away to say, hey, I am here. It's not about to hold them back and simply cut the airways off and all the rest of it. You know, I've seen so many, and especially here also in Ausnik, it's English. They use harness and they leave the dog to go in front of them. You know, they're putting them up for failure straight away instead of, hey, wait a minute, walk next to me, we walk together.
So Donna, where and when exactly will the classes be taking place for anyone who's interested in coming along?
Well, it's actually in Ausnik. It's just next to the swimming pool. It's next to there. We'll be 2 trainers. I have a friend of mine that's also a trainer, and one dog handler here from Ausnik also, Chris. He's very welcome. We can always learn from each other and have some nice time.
So it's starting next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, the puppy class is from 6 to 7, and the older dogs is from 7 to 8.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Einik.
Your stories.
BFBS.